General Assistant to Barber, number one speaking.
Hello, this is number two.
Picking
these are the men from the ministry.
We present the men from the ministry, a weekly tribute to the men of the government service, those unseen heroes without whose efforts the country's administration would go from bad to better. Once again, we join Executive Richard Lamb and Secretary Mildred Murphy in the General Assistance Department, the very nerve center of Whitehall.
Oh, Mildred, this toothache is killing me. What'll I do?
Oh, well, you'll have to go to the dentist and have it pulled out, Mr. Lamb.
Dentist? Feels better already.
Oh! Poor Mr. Lamb. Oh, there. I don't suppose you could sleep a wig all night, could you?
Oh, you're right, Mildred. Oh, but that doesn't worry me.
Really? Oh, you're very brave, Mr. Lamb.
No, what worries me is not being able to sleep in the office. It's very trying.
Oh, I know you've been trying, Mr. Lamb. Even today's Government Gazette didn't send you off. You're usually good for half an hour by page 3.
Morning, number 2. Good morning, Mildred.
Good morning, Mr. Lennox Brown.
Good morning, number 1.
Mildred, what on earth is the matter with Mr. Lamb? Why is he crying?
Well, you see, Mr. Lennox Brown, one of his thingies is aching.
Then why on earth is he holding his jaw?
Toothache could be very painful, sir.
Oh, yes, toothache, yes. Oh, yes. Let's have a look, number 2. Open your mouth. Now let's see. Keep still. Look, number 2, keep still. Look, Mildred, when I lift him up, put the back of his collar over the hook on the hat stand. That's it. There we are. Now let's have a look.
Number 1, put me down. What are you going to do? No. Help!
No, don't panic. You're very lucky. I might be able to save you the cost of the dentist. I know a little bit about this game, you know.
Oh, do you really, Mr. Lennox Brown?
Yes, when is the time I used to help my grandfather fix up the odd molar, you know?
Oh, was your father a dentist then?
No, he was a vet. No. Open wide. Now, where's the paper clipper? Yes, here we are. Oh, really, number 2, you shouldn't have swallowed it. You know how short we are of paper clips. Most inconsiderate of you. Anyway, let's have a look.
What's the verdict?
You can close your mouth now. Number 2, you might have waited until I take my hand out. You never know, you might have rabies.
Oh, I thought only females had
rabies, number 2.
Yes. Why didn't I think of that? Yes, of course, rabies. Well, tell me, how are my teeth?
Your teeth? Well, they're pretty colourful. All you need is a green and you'd have a snooker set. General Assistant Department, Lennox Brown teething. I mean speaking.
Picking it up. Is Lamb there with you, Lennox Brown?
Oh, yes, Sir Gregory. He's hanging around somewhere.
Lennox Brown, what do you know about cows?
I beg your pardon, Sir Gregory.
Cows, man, cows. The things that go...
Number 2, quick, get down from that coat rack. Sir Gregory's gone moody. Yes, all right. No, the vet will be round in a minute, Sir Gregory. The thing is not
Lennox
to panic.
Lennox Brown.
Yes, Sir Gregory.
Shut up. Does your mind dwell on cows?
You mean the ones with a leg on each corner and a... and a pair of handlebars up front and a sort of reserve fuel tank underneath.
Quite right. Now, listen, Lennox Brown. The Royal Cattle Breeders Show starts tomorrow. A lot of very important overseas buyers are arriving. Must look after them, you know. Export drive and all that. Go down to the show and have a look around to get the atmosphere. They go over to the hotel opulence where all those foreign buyers are staying and mingle, Lennox Brown, mingle.
Yes, of course, Sir Gregory, and do give my kind regards to your old Hereford. I say, number two, it's a good thing I was cut off, wasn't it?
You weren't, Lennox Brown.
You got them sandwiches, Lo?
Yes, they're in my bag with Joshua's grooming brushes.
What kind are they?
Pig's bristles.
Not the grooming brushes, you lolloping apeth. The sandwiches.
They're prune.
Prune? Prune sandwiches?
Oh, yes, you like prunes, don't you?
Oh, no, yes, I like prunes, but not in sandwiches. I can't tell whether I'm eating prune stones or crusts.
Ah, good morning, sir, good morning, good morning. Madam, I see you're getting her all ready for the show.
Nah, she wouldn't stand a chance.
They're not talking about me, Henry, you silly old twillip.
Oh, you mean our Josh.
Yes, that's right. A very fine-looking beast, too. Don't you agree, number one?
Oh, yes, indeed. You'd walk away with the first prize in the Friesland cow section.
This one couldn't walk away with anything. He's always asleep.
He? Is he really? Yes, of course he is.
How could you tell so quickly, number one?
Oh, really, number two? You are naive, aren't you? It's got a ring in its nose.
So it has. You know, I've always wondered what those things were for.
Well, look, we better be getting along now. Look, you see, we're government officials, and we're here to try to encourage the export of British livestock, and we just popped over to see if you had anything to offer to the outside world.
Well, Joshua's always fancied himself a bit as a fighter, you know. Maybe the Spaniards might want to buy him.
Oh, well, we could make it a package deal, Henry. We could throw you in as a matador.
Yes.
Would you make a note of that, number two?
Yes, good idea. One British bull completes with bullfighter.
Splendid, yes, sir. Oh, by the way, Mr.
Mr. Skittleroyd. Henry Skittleroyd.
Tell me, Mr. Skittleroyd, have you had any experience in this field?
It's a long time since you had an experience in a field, I can tell you. And if I have anything to do with it, it's going to be a lot longer before he has another.
Yes, of course, quite, but I really was referring to experience in the bull ring.
Oh, yes. I've been up against British bull for years.
Ah, well, this looks like the show manager's office number two. Let's pop in and announce ourselves, shall we?
Come in. Oh, good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to the BBC show.
The BBC show? But I thought that this was...
That's right, the British Bull and Cow Show.
Oh, that's BBC.
Oh, I can tell that you two have never been to cattle shows before.
Really? How can you tell?
You didn't scrape your feet before you came in.
I see. Well, now, Mr.
Few.
Well, tell me, Mr. Few.
No. No, the name is Merriweather. Melvin Merriweather.
Oh, I beg your pardon. Now, tell me, Mr. Smellyweather, how...
Merriweather. Now, what can I do for you?
We are from the General Assistance Department in Whitehall, and we are liaising between your show and the various overseas buyers. And, well, the idea is that we try and assist you with livestock export orders.
Yes, a sort of cows for cash program.
That's it, yes. Exactly, that's it.
Gentlemen. Gentlemen, I have something for export. Something extra special. I have a bevy of bovine beauties that had those overseas buyers in an absolute tizzy today. Oh, they're absolutely gorgeous.
Really? What are they?
2,000 of the highest pedigree Jersey cows I've ever seen. Beautiful big brown eyes, coats like fawn velvet, feet like ballet dancers.
Horns by Christian
and horns
Dior.
Horns by Christian Dior. Oh, please. Please. Don't make light of these most valuable export commodities.
Make a note of that, number two, and then let's get over to the hotel and look for the foreign buyers.
Tell me, have you ever been to the Hotel Opulent before, number one?
Why do you ask that, number two?
Well, it's a bit posh, isn't it? I mean, are you sure we shouldn't be wearing morning suits?
Well, we put these on this morning, didn't we?
Yes, but we've tramped around the cattle show since then. I mean, now it's 9:45 at night and we're still wearing gumboots.
Oh, no, it's
perfect. Perfectly all right, number two. Just remember we're on official business. Now, come on, in we go.
I'm frightened, number one. Look, the commissionaire's staring at us.
So what? He'll be quite surprised when we tell him who we are. Come on. Oh, good evening, my man. We're from the General Assistance Department and we
are... A bit early for dustbins. Come back at morning, mate.
I'm afraid you don't quite understand. We are very high government officials.
You're right there, mate. You're high, all right. Should have put the hose pipe in your gumboots. Come on, off it. Like I said, come back at morning to tradesman's entrance.
Oh, look, number two, show him your government authority card. Oh, really, of all the impertinence.
Yeah, well, look, hang on. Where did I put it? Here we are, and an apology will be accepted.
Have a look. Master Richard Lamb, life member, Breakfast Club. Well, that's a bit different. I didn't know. Crunchy munchies, good for you.
Good as before Irish stew.
Munch at brekkie or at lunchy.
The one and only
crunchy munchie. Wait till I tell my mates about this meeting, the Crunchy Club life member. Hey, now, sir, be careful at revolving doors as you go in. Cocktail bars first up, left, sir.
Thank you, my man, thank you.
Oh, you're brilliant, number two. You can apply for a new sheet of blotting paper on Monday. Now for some high-level selling. Any likely prospects, number two?
Yes, but I'm not telling you.
Number two! Number two, we're selling, we're not speculating. Oh, I say, look over there. Look, he looks like a Frenchman. Look, let's try him for a start. How are your French lessons going?
Well, Je suis tous les nous sommes.
Oh, jolly good. Right, let's go. Britain needs you, number two.
Right. Bonjour, monsieur. Vive la France, and all that. Voulez-vous une ou deux moumous?
Well, I'm sorry, lad, I don't speak French.
I see. Well, would you mind introducing us to someone who does?
Well, why don't you try that chap who writes all menus over there?
Number one, look over there. That man sitting on the plush settee, the one with his back to us. Now, he's definitely French.
Really? How do you know?
Well, he's been kissing the back of that dolly's hand ever since we came in. Can't you see him?
Oh, you're right, number two. Look, he's kissing her elbow now.
Yeah, looks as though he's playing a piccolo. Maybe he belongs to the orchestra, too.
Then anyway, here goes. Bonsoir, monsieur. How's your country off for cows? We have a very good line here. You know, 2,000 head of jerseys, all with the usual amenities, and...
What the dickens are you talking about, Lennox Brown?
Really, Sir Gregory, we didn't expect to find you in this cow shed. I mean, no... I'm in here chewing the cud with Miss Bentwaters on. I mean, oh. What do I mean?
Lennox Brown, will you kindly stop twittering and explain yourself?
Well, it's funny you should say that, Sir Gregory. I was just about to ask the same thing.
What? Oh, yes, I see what you mean. Well, you see, Miss Bentwater and I thought we'd come here after the office to run through the Subversive Activities Act.
Well, if that was the first rehearsal, you were doing all right, Sir Gregory.
Miss Bentwater is quite an authority on subversive activities, aren't you, Miss Bentwater? A much quieter here than in the office, and Miss Bentwater has brought along all her secretarial equipment.
Yes, so I've noticed.
So we can cope with anything that arises, can't we, Miss Bentwater? Well, Lennox Brown, don't let me keep you from your work. You are working, I suppose.
Oh, yes, Sir Gregor. We've been to the Catterer show to see what was on offer, as you told us, and now we're here to find the foreign buyers.
Try that gentleman over there. The one wearing the turban.
Hmm? Oh, yes, Sir Gregory. Come on, number two. Let's press on. Good evening, sir. Good evening.
Can I be helping you, please?
Well, we were wondering what you thought of today's show.
Yes, and we were interested to know if you would like to import any of the exhibits into your country.
Look, ours is the government-sponsored show to encourage British exports, you see.
Oh, the government show. Yes, I saw that show this morning time. One item there I'm very interested in on behalf of our import department.
Oh, splendid. What was the exhibit, Mr.
Ranjit Mukherjee Munilal.
That's a funny name for an exhibit.
That's his name, number two.
Quite right. Quite right. I'm working for Turkish government, which is knowing my estimable qualities as a buyer of fine British exports.
Splendid, splendid. You're just the man we've been looking for, Mr. Loonilal.
Moonilal! Eh?
He says he is not loony, he's moony, number two.
Oh, I see, yes.
No, about this exhibit you saw, Mr. Moonilal.
Oh, yes, my goodness. Very fine, very fine. There were some very excellent jerseys on display.
Jerseys? Jerseys, number two. Did you hear that? He's interested in jerseys.
Yes. There is one little problem. Jerseys in my country are usually a little bit big around the if you understand me.
Yes, but of course, not to worry. We have many others much bigger than the ones you saw, haven't we, another one?
Yes, of course we have. Tell me, what size had you in mind? 10 gallon, 20 gallon?
You do have a wide range. As long as they're bigger than the ones I saw, it would be more than happy I would be. And I would like them in assorted colors.
Assorted colors?
Yes. The ones I saw this morning time, all were in jolly colors.
It must have been something they'd eaten, number one.
Yes, of course. Well, anyway, that chap Merriweather will fix us up. Yes, of course. Any colors you like, Mr. Moonilal, and how many would you care to take?
For immediate delivery, 2,000. And I'd like them sent by air.
Oh, that's absolutely marvelous, gentlemen. 2,000 jerseys. Oh, I'm so grateful to you for helping to make our cattle show a success.
Yeah, well, there are two conditions that you have to fulfill, Mr. Merriweather, and one is that our buyer from Turkey wants only outsized jerseys.
Well, that's easy. And what's the other?
He wants them in assorted colors.
In assorted colors? Well, I suppose the customer's always right. Don't go away, gentlemen. Harry!
Hello.
Have you got any of that poster paint left from doing the show bills?
Yes, I was swapping them out somewhere.
Well, right, get cracking and put a few psychedelic patterns on 2,000 jerseys.
Well, that's that. Now, all we have to do is to go to the airways and do the booking.
Good morning. Can I help you?
I'm sure you could.
Number two. Look, miss, we want to make a booking to Turkey.
Istanbul?
No, actually, they're cows.
Oh,
We want to fly 2,000 Jersey cows to Turkey. Is that an unusual booking?
Oh, not really. Oh, you should have seen the last delegation we sent to the United Nations. Oh, it was a real service. Will the cows be traveling tourist or executive class?
What's the difference?
In first class, they get served free hay.
I see. And what happens if they want to call for service?
They've got horns, haven't they?
Well, that's one successful export deal, number one. Selling old Matador Skittleroid and his bull will be easy after that.
Thank you very much, gentlemen, for giving us the honor of helping the British export drive.
Oh, that's all right, old chap, any time.
And when we get to collect our OBEs for pulling Britain out of the financial mire, we shan't hesitate to mention your name.
Hey, Joshua, you and me and Senorita Lowell is going to Spain to fight in the famous bull rings. Just think of it, Josh. Madrid, Barcelona...
Seville.
Seville. All the crowd standing up and shouting, holy, holy.
Well, I shouldn't wonder if you wear them breeches, Henry.
Are you listening, Josh? Oh, he's nodded off again.
Wow. Yes, well, goodbye, senor and senorita, and don't forget, be at the airport on time.
We'll be there. Say goodbye, Joshua.
I say, number one, won't Sir Gregory be delighted when he finds out what we've done?
Oh, he'll be delirious. And if this doesn't get us promotion, nothing will.
Well, the very least they could do would be to let me have a waste bin of my very own.
Yes, I'm sure. Let's get back to the office. Oh, look, number two, there seems to be another government exhibition across the road.
Was that better? Oh, yes, look. The British Wool Weavers Exhibition.
Wait a minute. Which exhibition did Mr. Ranjit Mukherjee Munilal say he'd been to see?
I don't think he did say. What's the matter, number one? You've gone all white.
Number two, 2,000 jerseys in assorted colours.
That's right. And they're on their way to Istanbul. What a triumph. What an order. 2,000 jerseys.
With long sleeves.
Oh, don't be silly. Don't be silly, number one. Cows don't have long sleeves.
I don't know what you're going to do, number two, but I'm going to see if Matador Skittleroid wants any picadors.
And here is the news read by Mortimer Thrip. What is believed to be Britain's first cattle stampede took place at London Airport this morning. This occurred when 2,000 head of Jersey cows destined for Turkey were confronted by 50 Texan millionaires returning from a weekend goodwill visit to Paris. They went berserk. So too did the cattle. Urged on by cries of Yahoo and Yahee, the cows scattered to all parts of the airport where they presented a colorful sight. Some had purple horns and yellow ears, with broad bands of orange dots around their middles. Other parts of their anatomy were also artistically decorated. Order was restored by the hero of the day, Senor Henry Skittleroid, who happened to be in transit to Spain. Senor Skittleroid managed to persuade all the cows to chase him into the left luggage office. They were admitted at Thripp's Hoof. All pilots of incoming aircraft have been warned to fit chains to their landing wheels.
Mr. Lamb, and if you'll lend me your Boy Scout combination pocket knife, potato peeler and screwdriver, I'll transfer transfer your pencil sharpener to my desk.
Nothing like that will be necessary, thank you, Mildred.
Why not?
Because I, Richard Lamb, have overcome that little difficulty about the jerseys.
Well, I never. How?
Ah, number one. I was just telling Mildred that I've put things right with Sir Gregory.
Oh, you mean you traded in Lady Pitkin for Miss Bentwater?
Not at all. I've sold the 2,000 Jersey cows to those Texas millionaires. They said they want to make their rodeos more colorful.
Oh, brilliant, number two, brilliant. You can requisition for that new ballpoint pen you wanted.
Oh, thank you, number one. There's something else I've ordered. Mr. Spoonilal's 2,000 jerseys.
Splendid, splendid. Have you sent them off?
Well, I did, but then it struck me that I may have got the wrong address. So I phoned the airport and told them to send them back here.
Oh, very, very wise, number two, very wise. We mustn't make any more mistakes at this stage. Just a minute. You hear something?
Thunder?
Oh, well, it could be Mr. Harrison in agriculture. He usually has a kip on the sofa after his fertilizer. I mean, his lunch.
That is no kip on the sofa after his fertilizer. That's beef on the hoof. Did you say you'd ask for the 2,000 jerseys to be returned here from the airport, number two?
Yes, number one.
Well, you've got them. Open the window and look down Whitehall.
Number one, do you think those Texan millionaires will like their colored jumpers? No.
Tonight as the men for the ministry were John Simpson and Roger Service. Darting along behind, more in the day, Tommy Reed, Tom Meehan, and Ann Pat Simpson.
This edition of the Men from the Ministry was written and produced by Tom Meehan, who'll do his best to round up the characters for another show next week at the same time. Coming along? Great. Good night.